You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to yet another wonderful semifinal matchup in Bloodsport Season 3. I'm Jeff. I'm actually taking over hosting duties for Matt on this one. You know, I don't know what happened to Matt. I think he got rhabdo. Does that sound about right? He was over-exercising and now his muscles are just consuming themselves, which is a real thing. I didn't make that up. I don't know why I referenced it, but there we are. So as always, lovely co-host of mine, Ryan Myers, back with us today. How are you doing today, Ryan?
I am doing splendidly. Thank you. How are you, Jeff?
I am great. I'm not going to say ill-prepared for my hosting duties today. Fortunately, I have been briefed nicely. I'm going to be switching off. Matt's going to be covering for me in a previous episode, I think. Releases are weird that way, where he's going to be covering the American Central Region. And I have the privilege of having two guests on who I have not yet seen in this competition from Canada. So first, I will introduce Stacey McPeak, coming to us from Edmonton. How are you doing today, Stacey?
I cannot complain. I'm looking forward to, you know, throwing some punches and doing some split kicks. Is that a thing? That's a thing.
I believe that's a thing. I think that kind of is what JCVD does in that movie, although I can't confirm. 5 years of Neil trying to get me to watch it hasn't worked. So, well, welcome. Happy to have you again today. And congratulations on your first round win that got you here. Coming to us from the other side of Canada, the unpopular province, as I was told earlier today, of Ontario, Mike Sforza. How are you doing today, Mike?
Doing well. I'm going to try and pull off the Homer Simpson strategy of taking all the punches Stacey throws at me until she gets tired.
Oh, that's a good strategy. I believe that was also the Mike Tyson strategy, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't know boxing either. So, well, welcome to the show. Glad to have you both here. I'm not going to delay the inevitable. I think, Ryan, it's time to put these two in the ring and see what happens.
Alrighty, folks. Well, just for trivia clarity's sake, Ropa Dope was Muhammad Ali. Trivia podcast. Alright, folks. Let's answer some questions. Question number one. What last name is shared by one of the premier NHL goalies of the last decade plus, current defenseman for the Lightning and Kraken, and the highest goal scorer all time for the Calgary Flames after Jerome Iginla?
I'm going to go with Fleury.
And Stacey?
I believe it's you're referencing Marc-Andre Fleury, Theo Fleury. I don't know the defenseman, though, so I also said Fleury.
It is. It absolutely is Fleury. Yes, Marc-Andre Fleury is the goalie. Theo Fleury is the Calgary goal scorer. The other two are Hayden Fleury and Cale Fleury.
Wow. Theo Fleury, yeah. Now notable anti-vaxxer and COVID denier.
Womp, womp.
Good in a salad, though.
All right, let's go to question number two. Which Garth Brooks song with some outstanding fiddle work is played by Louisiana State University when their baseball and football teams take the field?
I'm locked in.
I only know one Garth Brooks song. So I guess I'll say Friends in Low Places.
And Stacey?
I believe this is Colin Baton Rouge.
They play their home games in Baton Rouge. It is Colin Baton Rouge.
All right, Ryan, before we go any further, just want to remind everyone that we're going to do this as the streaks format. So that'll be 2 points to Stacey on that one. So every single cumulative one you get will add an additional one to your score. Resets if you miss a question.
Yeah. All right, let's go to question number three. In Greta Gerwig's 2023 masterpiece, Barbie, what word does Ken yell in excitement from around the corner when Barbie asks if they can be long-term, long-distance, low-commitment, casual partners?
I'll lock in.
So I can talk. I've seen Barbie, but I just do not remember this scene very well. Dream house. I don't know.
All right. And Sforza?
That's just splendiferous.
You got the right letter. It's sublime.
Ah.
There's a scene of outtakes of him shouting different words, and it's I think it's very humorous. Hey, let's go to question number four. Many of the rulings in the Nuremberg trials against Nazi war criminals were deemed guilty, but only because the actions for which they were tried were made illegal by laws established after those crimes were committed. What three-word Latin phrase is applied to this kind of law?
I'll lock in with the wrong answer.
Well, I'm probably going to do the same thing, and I'm a lawyer, so this is embarrassing, but... Although I didn't get a music question in my first round, and I have a music degree, so it's about
that's right
fitting. I'll say ipso facto est.
Ipso facto est, and Sforza?
Nunc in vetus.
The correct answer is ex post facto.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
It is unethical to be tried for things that weren't illegal when you did it. And that plays into question number five. Robert A. Taft, a senator from Ohio, was very much against the ex post facto laws in the last question. This essentially scuttled his surefire presidential nomination by saying these kind of laws were wrong. This was outlined in the 1956 book Profiles in Courage, a collection of stories about senators standing firm despite pressure from their own parties or constituents. Which then senator wrote this book, which was really ghostwritten by Ted Sorensen?
I'll lock in.
I'll just throw out a Lucky Johnson.
Johnson and Stacey.
There was something about the title that made me believe that this is a president, and the one that jumped out for me was Bill Clinton, and so that's what I put, because I thought he was a history dude.
Was a senator, then president. It was John F. Kennedy,
oh,
though.
Damn it. The other womanizer.
You're on the right track. Hey, Jeff, Scoremaster Supreme, where are we standing?
Right now, scores are 3 for Stacey and 1 for Mike. So still anyone's match going into the second half of this.
Curio raulianus is the scientific name of which houseplant? Named for its similar look to a kind of jewelry.
I'll lock in.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of jewelry. So it sounds like I'm really blanking here. I can't. Jewelry would be earrings or house or necklace or watch. Bracelet. No, I can't even think of a houseplant now. My brain's completely blank. Let's go with a... Oh, it's probably like ring, if it's anything. But let's go with like a ring fern. I don't know.
All right, a ring fern. And Stacey?
I'm hoping that this is not necessarily like type of jewelry, like what it's... the shape, but what it might be made of. And I have a whack of these. I'm going to say, I said jade plant.
The correct answer is a string of pearls.
Oh.
They're a succulent with shallow roots that are impossible to keep alive.
I have one of those as well, but I thought of Jade. Dang it.
Hey, number seven. Which native of the British Isles holds the record for being nominated in the most different categories at the Academy Awards? He has been nominated for producing, which is Best Picture, directing, lead acting, supporting acting, both original and adapted screenplays, and Best Live Action Short Film between 1989 and 2021, winning just one time for original screenplay a few years ago.
I'll lock in with an answer.
All right, Stacey, you're good to think aloud if you like.
Boy. So I was like, I was writing down Ben Affleck, and then you reread the question, and you're like, British Isles. I was like, oh, never mind. I'm an idiot.
Massachusetts was once British, to be fair.
And then now I just, it's like, I can't think of a single person who might live in the UK. I don't want to waste our time too much. So I'm going to say Guinness, which is a name.
All right. And Sforza.
I just went with someone who I know primarily as an actor, but plays every kind of different role. So I figured, why not behind the scenes, Gary Oldman.
Can I take a stab at this one, Ryan?
Yes, you can, Jeff.
Is this Kenneth Branagh?
It is Kenneth Branagh.
Oh, wow. Right. Yeah, that's... Wow, I would have never.
I was so
that.
Excited. I would have never known that before we started this show, but thanks to Neil and his relentless love of film, I sweet.
Did he win for the adaptation of like Agatha Christie or like?
Go Fast. Right.
None for those. Belfast was what he won for. Yes,
Belfast. Yeah.
He was nominated for picture, directing, and screenplay for that. 1989 would have been Henry V. Mm-hmm. Was what he got his first nomination for. Supporting would have been My Week with Marilyn, where he played Laurence Olivier. I don't recall the live action short off the top of my head, though. But yeah, hit seven different categories. He might be met soon by a couple other people, but not anytime too soon. Number eight. Which city in Occitan, France is known for its walled hilltop center? It's probably best known around the world, though, for its connection with a popular board game.
Is Versailles French? That's the first thing that came to mind. I'll go with it. Versailles.
Oui, Versailles. And Stacey.
So I was initially was like, oh, I think this is that like Pont Saint-Michel or something like that. And then I realized when you said the board game, I was like, I'm going to say Carcassonne.
You make walled cities in it. Carcassonne is correct. It's a very good, very good pull. Question number nine. B+, Penis Envy, Mazatepec, Amazonian, Blue Meanie, Liberty Cap, and perhaps most commonly, Golden Teacher are all various varieties of what?
I'll lock in with an answer.
All right, Stacey.
Oh, God. I don't know. Especially the most commonly Golden Teacher, which, of course, my mind went right to the gutter. And now cannot think of anything else other than that. Although Penis Envy wasn't helping the gutter ring. I'll just say strains of marijuana.
And Sforza?
I also thought marijuana.
Y'all, you're right there. These are various varieties of shrooms.
Wow.
Liberty Cap, yeah, like the mushroom.
Liberty Cap mushroom.
Oh, there we go.
You were so on the right track, though. And question 10. What is the surname of the main family at the center of Arthur Miller's quintessentially American play, Death of a Salesman?
Well, I'll lock in. I can't win anyways at this point. So
I know this, but I'm again, it's like my brain has left my body since we came yesterday morning. Arthur Miller. Oh, I know it'll annoy me when I hear it. I will say it's like George or something. Whatever. I'll say Wilson just to get on with it.
All right. And Sforza.
I went with the quintessentially American name of Smith.
Statistically a great guess. It's Loman, L-O-M-A-N, Loman, Willie Loman. Jeff, Scoremaster Supreme, where does that take us?
Yeah, as Mike alluded to just a moment ago, unfortunately there wasn't any way for him to catch up in the end. He did put up 1 point on the board, but unfortunately for him, Stacy was able to string together one early and cement her lead and hold it out until the end with a score of 4-1. Stacy is this week's semifinal competitor and will be moving on to the Bloodsport finals. So, yeah, unfortunately for you, Mike, wasn't your game today. Anything you want to say before we let you go?
I couldn't withstand the blows. I got knocked out.
You took him like a champ, though.
Yeah. I had fun. I didn't expect to get this far. I got the hockey question. That's what really matters. I'm still Canadian.
I guarantee you no other region that plays.
You're allowed to still be Canadian. well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Stacy, congratulations. We'll be seeing you on into the final round.
Yeah, I think we described this at the start when I would be punching and tiring myself out. I think we just both like swung at each other missing and then fell over in exhaustion.
Well, sometimes an effective strategy. Thank you so much to you both. Thank you, Ryan, for hosting this week and all of Bloodsport with us, writing excellent questions as always. And one last thank you to our network, Airwave Media. Airwave Media can be found at airwavemedia.com, and they have such wonderful podcasts as All Creatures, Investing for Beginners, and What If World. So check those out, airwavemedia.com. And again, thank you to my co-hosts Neil, Matt, and Ken for their continued work on this awesome Bloodsport series, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.